Governor Charlie Baker is expected to reveal tomorrow when the state can begin phase two of the Massachusetts reopening plan. Health experts say the plan is going well so far, but the state has been among the hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 102,000 people have either tested positive for the coronavirus or have had a probable case, and epidemiologists caution it may be too soon to know whether it's safe to lift more restrictions. WBUR's Angus Chen has more.
We've heard a lot about three things that epidemiologists say are essential to getting back something like a normal life with the coronavirus:
testing, tracing, and treatment.
Dr. Shira Daron is an epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center. She says you need enough coronavirus tests for anyone who wants to get one. You need to investigate new cases of COVID-19 and track down people who may have been infected. And you must make sure the medical system can care for any new patients. So how's Massachusetts doing? Daron says pretty well on all three counts. But if the state is going to successfully move to phase two of the reopening plan, Daron says people will still need to adhere to safety guidelines. That includes keeping 6 feet of distance from others, avoiding large gatherings, and wearing a mask.
The success of the movement from phase one to phase two really depends on each individual. We're not going back in time to a place where we were pre-pandemic.
Phase two includes dining at restaurants, in-store browsing, and hotels. So far, health experts say reopening has been going smoothly in Massachusetts. The positive test rate for new coronavirus cases continues to drop, and deaths due to COVID-19 are also slowly but steadily falling. Jagpreet Chhatwal, a data scientist at Harvard Medical School, says there aren't any warning signs yet, but he says there also wouldn't be at this point.
We would not have seen any signs in the last 10 days. It's only from this point onwards we will see some signs. And we may be better off waiting for at least a week or 10 days before really finding out if we could expect a spike in cases or not.
It takes several days for COVID-19 symptoms to show up. So Chhatwal says we won't know for another week if more people are getting sick now that some restrictions have been lifted. And Chhatwal says it's also possible that more people have come into contact with the coronavirus this week during a wave of protests sparked by the death of George Floyd.
So that may be another reason to wait, pause and wait before jumping to phase two.
Chhatwal says if trends continue to look good for another week, then he recommends moving on to the next phase of the plan. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.